there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. I want to kick things off by saying a big thank you to everyone that attended our event last night. It was an amazing event. It was ram-packed. It was a great vibe, great atmosphere. I think everyone there had a great time. And I want to give a special thanks to the speakers, so Rob Allen from EOS DAC. I want to give a big thanks to David Packham from EOS 42, Serge from Block One, and of course, our man Brendan Bloomer, the CEO of Block One, for coming down and doing a Q&A with the crowd and the community. Thank you so much. It made the night what it was. I want to say a big thanks to everyone that came down as well. We couldn't have done it without you. So thank you all. And I look forward to doing more kick-ass events. We have another one in August. The date is to be confirmed. So keep listening, keep tuned. And if you're really on your game, join up to the Telegram group, SVK space crowd. That's where all the information goes down. That's where it all happens. So make sure you're there if you haven't signed up already. And even bigger and better news, the market is up. The current market cap for the crypto space is $296 billion, which is a $40 billion increase in the last 48 hours. Bitcoin is currently trading at $7,435. That's up 11% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum at $500. That's up 6%. We have Bitcoin Cash, $871, up 10%. EOS currently trading at $9, and that's up 13%. Stellar at 30 cents, that's up 27%. Cardano, that's at 19 cents, up 20%. And we also have NEO at $39.20, which is up 9%. And last but not least, we have lovely Quantstamp, which is currently trading at 8 cents, and that's up 15% in the last 24 hours as well. Has the market bottomed out? Are we starting to see an increase? Are we starting to see interest coming back into the space? I think the interest never left. Are we going to start seeing volumes increasing? We're going to start seeing more capital deployed back into the cryptocurrency and blockchain space? Are the questions that I know many out there are asking themselves. And I think as a space, on average, everyone's very bullish. I think as soon as we have a small increase to levels, everyone gets excited, and that's what I love about it. Anyway, let's get on to the next part of the show. Civic is turning identity.com into a crypto-powered personal market. I never thought we'd get it. That's Vinny Lingham, co-founder and CEO of the blockchain identity startup Civic, talking about the company's acquisition of identity.com, a fitting web domain for a company built around the idea of putting personal, identifiable data in the control of its owners. To that point, Lingham said, he'd always thought identity.com would be an ideal address for which to promote the platform he is building. Civic had raised $33 million in a token sale last year as part of an effort to build a decentralized infrastructure for third parties to make give attention about individuals. Even when those resources, the domain was valuable internet real estate, it was previously controlled by a company named Inflection, which dates back to 2006, according to Crunchbase. At first, the domain seemed to be out of reach, given that it was controlled by an established business. But all that changed when Civic learned that the firm had made the decision to call it quits on that line of business. It was very opportunistic, and we were lucky for sure, Lingham said. As condition of the sale, Lingham couldn't reveal any more about the negotiations or the amount Civic paid to acquire the address. Civic's tokens currently have a market capitalization of $65.9 million, according to CoinMarketCap. But as he puts it, it wasn't pocket change. At its heart, the Civic protocol is built around the idea that users control their own data. Your information sits on your device, not on our servers, as Lingham said. Identity.com will serve as a hub for businesses that will have information and those that need it. So rather than one company selling data about its users directly to another firm, the company that can verify data would share that with the user, who would then share it with the second firm that needs the information. The blockchain allows the company receiving the information to verify that the data had or is held by the consumer is legitimate. Many different companies might be able to, for example, verify that a specific user has a valid driver's license, but other companies might have different levels of trust in which and in other cases. So Identity.com will be in a place for companies to set up relationships and have a means to tell consumers whose data they will trust. The key thing here is we'll run on CVC tokens, Lingham said. The token will be a method by which requesting companies pay for validation for companies. They have the information. Smart contracts are used to protect everyone during the transaction, ensuring that the validators only get paid once requesting companies have received adequate information. So Identity.com is expected to start directing traffic to Civic-controlled website as of 10 o'clock UTC. According to Lingham, the domain will play host to business-to-business marketplace for companies looking to sell data about individuals and companies seeking to verify information about their customers. Citing the acquisition of a domain that will give the venture a higher profile, Civic has also decided to delay the launch of the marketplace to the fourth quarter of this year instead of the third quarter. Civic will also make the software behind the marketplace open source by the end of play this year, in keeping with the industry-wide ethos of decentralization. We don't want to be the ones behind it, Lingham explains. Initially, we start off being a bit more stewards, but over the long term, hopefully we don't need to be. Civic will be one of the companies in the Identity.com marketplace, but it hopes to be one of many. Civic will be like Stripe for identity, Lingham said, meaning it will be easy for sites that want to use its network to verify people to integrate it with an easy API calling. I think it's great. Myself and Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SVK Crypto, actually hooked up with Vinny Lingham when we were in Token 2049 in Hong Kong. I mean, the guy is always on a phone call. And if you meet him, he just mutes the phone. He's like, oh, hey, man, how's it going? You well? The guy's a hustler. He's a machine. And we love that at SVK Crypto. So all the best to Vinny and his new venture. I hope Civic does extremely well. And I hope and congratulations on the acquisition of Identity.com. Great domain for the great company. Omni Layer Fork, called Wormhole, debuts for Bitcoin Cash. On July 16, a report written on the platform yours.org detailed that Bitmain developers are in the midst of creating a smart contract system for Bitcoin Cash, BCH. The article written by the China-based Cindy Daly explained that Bitmain programmers introduced a token proposal called Wormhole in Chinese WeChat groups on Monday. The reporter explained that her news was roughly translated and that the Bitmain would officially reveal the concept in the next coming days. Within the Chinese WeChat conversations, the developers state that innovation requires a permissionless community. They have been studying ways to implement smart contract solutions on the Bitcoin Cash chain without utilizing consensus upgrade. After tremendous effort and research, we have paid attention to the Omni Layer Protocol, a scheme to realize token issuance through the OP return opcode. It is the technical basis for daily distribution and circulation of USD Tether, explains the report. The reporter's account has also kind of explained that Wormhole utilize Bitcoin ID nodes, and the consensus will need to be changed. Wormhole Cash, WHC, will use a two-layer security approach. For the first layer will be BCH, so Bitcoin Cash transaction security. The second layer run on Bitcoined will consist of nodes that won't possess data that doesn't meet the Wormhole protocol requirements. Another tokenization project, news.bitcoin.com, that was covered in there in the past kind of couple of months, is Counterparty Cash, which is different from Omni Layer, but has similarities. It will be interesting to see an attempt to deploy a token creation mechanism for Bitcoin Cash alongside smart contract capabilities. A few members of the Bitcoin Cash community has been asking developers to create a fork of Omni Layer for quite a while. Reportedly, the Chinese-based mining firm will reveal the full details of the project very, very soon. So it'll be interesting to see what they do there and how they actually decide to execute that. It's a very tough thing to do, and to do it correctly is going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of, I think it's going to take a lot of open ethos. Open ethos, meaning that it's going to take a lot of input via the community. And I don't think that's kind of the way they've gone about it. I think they're just going to, from my understanding, create it and then kind of deliver it to the market and hope people run with it, which I think is kind of the wrong mentality to go with. But we'll see what happens and we'll see how this goes through. So one of the stories that's been getting a lot of traction here in London is that report sees UK as crypto leader. Jersey adopts ICO rules. So the United Kingdom is in good position to be a leader in the crypto economy and the implementation of blockchain technologies, according to a new report quoted by the British press. Britain has all the required resources, the author claims, as well as industrial and governmental, will to become a global hub for the technology by 2020. The analysis has been conducted by the Big Innovation Center, DAG Global, and Deep Knowledge Analytics. The gap between the traditional financial system and the crypto economy in the UK will close. DAG Global CEO Sean Kieran believes the UK is a major global financial hub and in recent years has become a fintech leader as well. At the same time, it is starting to demonstrate significant potential to become a leader in the blockchain technologies and the crypto economy. And that was quoted by The Guardian. The research carried out in coordination with Parliamentary Group on Blockchain has taken into consideration the £500 million worth of investment into UK blockchain companies made in 2017 to 2018. To conclude that the United Kingdom has the potential to become a world leader in the digital and crypto ecosystem within the next few years. We are still at the very early stages of the blockchain industry's development, and the huge impact it undoubtedly will have on Britain and globally, said Anderson, chief executive of Big Innovation Center. So the financial regulator of Jersey, one of the Channel Islands, has taken measures to protect potential investors participating in initial coin offerings. In a guidance note released this month, the Jersey Financial Services Commission, the JFSC, provides basic definitions of cryptocurrencies, digital tokens, and token sales. It recognizes that their use has risen dramatically, but also warns about the associated risks like high level of price volatility, loss of funds through cyber attacks, and the number of scams and pump and dump schemes. Nevertheless, the JFSC states that most ICOs are unlikely to be regulated. Instead, the commission places some conditions on the issuers of coins under the island's statutory instrument governing capital raising, the control of borrowing order, noting, for instance, that a lot of different ICOs are coming out into the market space. But in granting such consent, regulators say the JFSE may choose to impose certain conditions on the respective entity. Jersey-based ICO issuers are also required to be incorporated as a Jersey company and administrated through a trust and company service provider listed by the JFSC under the financial services law. I mean, that's great news, not only for the UK, but also for Jersey. I think it's great that we're seeing the UK recognized not only for the crypto potential it has, but for the community it's built thus far. And that's definitely been noted by not only government, but also a lot of different companies and a lot of investment into the United Kingdom itself. Listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a phenomenal Wednesday wherever you are in the world. We appreciate your time and attention as always. Remember to hit us up on our Telegram, SVK Space Crowd. If you don't know what Telegram is, you've never heard of it, if it's alien to you, please go to your App Store on your iPhone or your Play Store on your Android and please download it. And just learn about Telegram because it's such a significant tool. If you're learning about the crypto space, just download it. You'll figure it out. It's really easy to use and it's a great tool for everyone out there. And if you're already on your game and you already have Telegram, remember to hit us up, SVK Space Crowd. Join our gang. Join our Telegram group. We love to have people there. We love to hear everyone's views. We love people to share knowledge with the community. So please join up. We love everyone's support there. It's great. It's rocking. And let's keep the party going. Hit me up on email if you have any questions regarding anything that we do. CStory, CSTORRY at svkcrypto.com. And hit us up on Twitter at svk_crypto. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a phenomenal Wednesday wherever you're in the world. And we appreciate your time and attention.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.